And so these pundits imagine us as passive imbibers of received propaganda, and it is worth a thought that the opposite is true. At the least, the pundits are misinformed. Folks who work with their hands understand the importance of ignoring the surface and looking beneath. If everything was clean on the surface, it certainly wasn't underneath, said Emile Zola and Germinal. Mental workers, on the other hand, too often take the shiny surface and slide on it. Democracy, technology, innovation, science, experts, professionals, managers, engineers, these categories of thought that exclude, by definition, everyday folks, the pundits take at face value. This explains why they need the inspiration of the quote-unquote grassroots. Academia squelches independent thought, authentic thought, the capacity to reason. And if the pundit's poverty of thought was the only cost derived from this mindset so mindlessly internalized, then the system strokes of pitiable folks who need to believe in their supposed superiority would be merely a joke. But unfortunately, this joke's on us all, 'cause when the mind worker sets him or herself up as thinker, she automatically reproduces the system he says he wants to move beyond. Because until we're living that world in which conception and execution are once again merged, the act of conception, whether you will it or not, is used by the system as self-validation. But what this was saying, in addition to the system of the global state uses the thinkers as self-validation, legitimization, justification, is that the modern language of classification, of specialization, is itself the key tactic of control, of containment. Among other things, it fragments critique. We can't combine our efforts using it, and there's no challenge then to the overall. And if there is no challenge to the overall, the terms which require that we forfeit our souls, for we can't hold on to them when they're put out for hire, when we can't honor the authentic voice of the earth, those terms are not touched at all. Folks battle within their learned halls, but never take on the overall. And Popper would certainly second Nikola Tesla. Tesla believed that the walls between disciplines would eventually fall because nature is a whole that encourages wholes. He once said that it was a great day when the artist, quote, the artist felt the desire of becoming a physician, an electrician, an engineer, or mechanician, or whatnot, a mathematician or financier, for it was he who wrought all these wonders and grandeur we are witnessing. It was he, the artist, who abolished that small, pedantic, narrow-grooved school teaching which made of an aspiring student a galley slave. And he, the artist, who allowed freedom in the choice of subject of study according to one's pleasure and inclination, and so facilitated development. Men who look far above earthly things, whose banner is Excelsior. Gentlemen, let us honor the artist. Let us thank him. Let us drink his health. See, we're going to, all of us, very shortly, begin our days with that same exuberance of Nikola Tesla. Thank you, sir, for so much, so many gifts. Our hearts are full.